Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in to my show at godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 7 through 15. And the Word of God reads thusly. Now, as you excel in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you excel in this gracious work. I say this is not a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might be rich. And in this matter I give my advice. It is best for you now to complete what a year ago you began, not only to do, but to desire. Also, that your readiness in desiring it may not be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a man has, not according to what he has not. I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of equality, your abundance at the present time should apply or supply their want, so that their abundance may supply your want, and there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much had nothing over, and he who had gathered little had no lack. Now you will hear the sermonic selection entitled, Give Me Your Eyes by Brandon Heath.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touch down in the cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop. Breathe in the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second, give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street, see a girl and our eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to right, black suit and a bright red tie. too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work, he's buying time. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 I've been here a million times, a couple of million eyes, just moving past me by. I swear I never thought that I was wrong. Well, I want a second glance, so give me a second chance to see the way you've seen the people all along. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes, Lord, give me your eyes so I can see for everything that I keep missing. Give me your heart for the broken hearted. Give me your heart, Lord, give me your eyes so I see. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
The scripture has been read for your hearing and application. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, may my words be pleasing and acceptable to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My sermon topic is be encouraged to be generous. Be encouraged to be generous. When it comes to generosity, who are the first people that come to your mind? Does the church come to mind? Is the church the first thing you think of when it comes to generosity? In other words, are we generous people? It's a matter of perspective. Some of us have been richly blessed by the generosity of the people in one congregation at some time or another. There have been people who have offered to give up their time. There are examples of people who have freely donated extra money for God's mission. We have heard reports at various venues, such as conferences, concerts, and some church activities, where people and congregations have been generous when it comes to donating money. People and congregations bless others from time to time in many ways, whether it be a meal, carpooling, some words of comfort, or anything else you can think of. If you have experienced these things, then you would probably say that there are times when congregations are generous. You may have been with a congregation and you have witnessed their generosity, but there are also times when the church is not generous. When have we not been generous? Think about those times when a need has been placed before you, either as an individual or as a leader in the congregation, and you have avoided it. Or when you have looked at for the easiest and the cheapest way to help someone rather than the most appropriate way to help someone. Some people think that when it comes to the money at the church, we are actually doing a good job when we discover new ways on how not to spend the money. They think that is stewardship. That may be worldly stewardship, but biblical stewardship is using the money, the time, and the talents God has given so as to share the gospel with others. Who believes that we are called to reveal God to others? Who believes that we are called to reveal God to others? Being generous is part of being spiritual. If you are a spiritual person, then you also need to be a generous person. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7 reads, "Now as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in your love, and in our love for you." So we want you to excel in this generous undertaking. Excel in this grace of giving. Now, for some people, this comes naturally, although they may never have had a lot of money. They're always willing to help. Some people have the gift of naturally being generous. If you are one of those people, we thank God for you. If you are not, if you are someone who hears about a problem or sees someone in need and think, "Do I really have to help? Or surely the government should be looking after that? Or who can I pass this on to? Or how can I get out of helping? Or how about this? I really have to look after myself because I come first." Then it means you need to be more intentional about being generous. Being generous is one aspect of Christianity. You may be thinking, "Doesn't she know the current state of the world financial situation?" The answer to that is yes. And if you are suffering and life is difficult, I'm positive that your pastor or leader will say, "Come and see us." But also, because of your current financial situation, today's Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 8 is even more applicable to us. Let us picture this. Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, who had made an offer to help the Jerusalem church some months earlier. They had not come through with this offer, partly because of the economic situation had changed. See, the economic situation was not good. There was a drought. Business was down. This was true. However, the Corinthians had used the worldly situation as an excuse not to give. They tried to cover up their love of money by blaming their lack of giving on the world situation. Let us be careful now not to blame this global pandemic for our lack of giving. Let us see what Paul had to say about it. Well, to highlight this, Paul draws attention to the church in Macedonia. While things were not so good in Corinth, they were terrible in Macedonia. And yet, in numerous places in Scripture, the Macedonian churches gave above their weight. Verses 1 through 4 in chapter 8 states, "We want you to know, brothers and sisters, about the grace of God that has been granted to the churches of Macedonia. For during a severe ordeal of affliction, their abundant joy and extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For I can testify they voluntarily gave according to their means, and even beyond their means, begging us earnestly for the privilege of sharing in this ministry to the saints." Even though the Macedonians were on trial and had extreme poverty, they had overflowing joy and were generous. They had an overflowing joy for generosity. Have you ever met anyone like that? Even though life is tough, they continue being generous. So there are two things that are required for us to be overflowing with joy and to be generous when times are tough. First is that God is our only God, and therefore money, time, and your skills are not. In other words, we don't worship money as our God. We worship God through Jesus Christ with our money, with our time, and with our talents. Secondly, we have a different perspective of what we have. We see what we have as not ours, but God's. And God has simply entrusted it to us to use whatever is in our possession to bring his love to others. And that is to reflect that he is a generous God. He's not stingy. I say again, he is a generous God. Hence, a challenge for you this week. Look at everything you own and ask yourself, better yet, pray about it. How does God want me to use the house he has given me, the holidays I have, the money I have, the car that I drive, the relationships I have, in fact, anything I have to share his love? How does God want me to use that? Be prayerful. How can I be generous with it so others can benefit and experience his love? What God has given us is what God calls us to use to share his love. Verse 12 states, "For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have." We are powerful. We are prayerful about our acts of generosity. Let us be mindful that God, through the Apostle Paul, that there are three recipients of our generosity. One, the Lord is the first recipient of our generosity as thanks for what he has done for us. Secondly, the church community, so that people together we receive his love and share his love. Thirdly, the other people, so they experience God's love. Therefore, be generous to God, to fellow Christians, and to other people. Not to one or the other, but to all three. The basic of all generosity is God. The basis of all generosity is God. By us being generous, we reflect God, who is generous. And verse 9 tells us that though Jesus was rich, yet he became poor, so that in his poverty you might become rich. We are generous not to God, so that God will be generous to us, but we are generous to God because he is generous to us. God is constantly giving to us. How would you like it if God was a stingy God? He was not stingy, even in creating heaven and revealed in the book of Revelation. The 21st chapter speaks of a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. The new heaven, a city of pure gold, as pure as glass, and walls decorated with every kind of precious stone. That is what God has prepared for you and me. Jesus gave his life so you could have this. Listeners, do you believe that God is generous? The truth is, how we use money, our time, and our skill reflects what we believe. Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." If you believe God is generous, then we should be generous. Generous is what we have. Be generous with what we have. Generosity is not just a nice thing to do. In fact, it is the gospel at work. Generosity is putting God into the lives of others. Remember, everyone is valuable in the eyes of God. All people's lives matter to God, and therefore, all people should matter to us. Generosity is love in action. Generosity is indeed love in action. This week, everyone you meet, and I do mean everyone, see them as someone valuable to God, and see them as someone God is calling you to be generous to with what you have that was given to you by God. We don't give because someone deserves it, but so the gospel can be shared. The generosity that is linked to the gospel changes lives. It helps people who are in a difficult situation rise up out of that difficult situation. It helps them to become more interested in God, which can lead them to be with the people of God. They will become eager to worship more regularly. Generosity is the gospel at work. It leads others to know the love of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will cause our hearts and our minds to be more intentional about being generous. And by our generosity, may others be led to God through Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to understand that generosity is the gospel at work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The closing song is entitled, "We Are the World, USA for Africa."
We are the world. We are the children. We
podcast audience, Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of godsword.eprn.us, encouraging you to write your representative or U.S. Senator regarding COVID-19 global pandemic and its devastating effects of hunger and poverty around the globe. Make your letter personal. Make your letter effective by expressing what motivated you to write by stating relative talking points. As a granddaughter of a late progressive farmer, I am encouraging you to take action such as investing in agriculture to break the poverty cycle. I further encourage you to Google a sample letter that you can use as a guide to write your representative or U.S. Senator as you observe World Food Day, October 16, 2020. Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.